I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1164, Filling the World. I confess that I'm often more of a pessimist than an optimist. If you look at the state the world is in today and the culture around us, more and more people are starting to have the glass half empty point of view, like myself. But there's another way to see the world, and it's much more hopeful. I need this today, and I bet you do too. This podcast is called The Two Greatest after the two greatest commandments, to love God, heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love others, even as we've been loved, even in a world that sometimes looks dark and depressing, discouraging, and we feel kind of defeated. You know, if you want to pick the longest chapter in the entire Bible, then go for Psalm 119. There are 176 verses in that baby. It's beautiful, it's poetic, and it causes our hearts to soar as we think about the Lord, His world, and His Word. But there's one line that I want to draw your attention to today, and it's all the way down there in verse 64. It simply says this, "The earth, O Lord, is full of your steadfast love." What do you think of that? You might be saying, I don't think so. I mean, where? What I see is crime going crazy. The war in Ukraine, political fights in America, mass shootings almost every day, death, disease, disasters. What do you mean, the earth, O Lord, is full of your steadfast love? Well, all of those tragic things are sadly true, but maybe it's not the whole story. God is calling us to look deeper and closer, and we might see that something much better is going on all around us. There is good in the world. It's God, His people, His agenda, His kingdom advancing, and His word changing lives. As a pastor, when I see the young people in this generation buying into the destructive lies of the devil and ruining their lives, I'm discouraged. But when I see young people at church praising God on the worship team, serving God in the community, teaching each other about God in small groups, my soul soars. When I see families break apart and kids left reeling, as happened to me when I was young, I grow discouraged. But when I see families streaming into the community of faith, eager to know deeper what it means to follow Jesus as a family in these difficult days, my soul soars. When I see that there is no hope in politics or programs, my heart is heavy. But when I remember that our hope is in the one who is with me and in me and who is loving through me, well, I get perky. It's easy to be a Debbie Downer disciple, but Jesus warned us not to be. He said, "In this world you will have trouble, but be of good cheer because I have overcome the world." Here's the great question. Be honest. What do you see filling the earth? How would you name it? And can you find God in it? Let's pray this prayer from Alan Fadling. I live in a world full of love, Father. I'm surrounded by your boundless care. There is no place I can look where I would fail to find your care present. Even when I look around me and I see so much that does not resemble your love, enable me to recognize your love wherever I am, and wherever I look today. Help me see Jesus today. In seeing Him, may I see in Him all I need. May I then reflect His life and love in everything I do and to everyone I meet. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 1165. In the meantime, I admit, it's really, really hard to be up when the whole world looks down. And seeing the love of God in the world doesn't negate the negative, but it reminds us who wins in the end. God's kingdom is coming, and it's an upside-down kingdom. It's subversive. It's covert. It's not always visible. And the verbose vibrato of the kingdom of the world seems to be winning, but the gates of hell will not prevail against God's church. And faith is the victory that overcomes the world. You can count on it. Sometimes when you're merrily reading along in the Bible, the Spirit of God causes a verse or a line to jump out of the page right in front of you, and you just can't read past it. In this case, God's Spirit, through His Word, is reminding us, don't lose heart. The earth is full of His steadfast love.